Welcome to Talks from the Bible, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Ephesians 1:22-23. The importance of the church and God's eternal plan of human redemption is seen in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. The church is the completion of Christ's mission into the world to save sinners. As sinners come into the fold of God through obedience to the gospel, they become the church. The term church identifies the saved of God. Paul identifies them as saints in this letter to the Ephesians. Peter refers to them as the elect in his first epistle. In his second letter, Peter identifies them as the ones who have obtained like precious faith, 2 Peter 1:1. Jesus has been made the head or the authority of the church. It is by his covenant that the church functions. This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. Hebrews 10:16. Paul refers to this covenant as the one faith, Ephesians 4:5. As the church, we have been quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, Ephesians 2:1. This body of saints who have been made alive again by redemption through his blood have become the household of God, or the habitation of God, Ephesians 2:19-22. Jesus has been given authority over the church by divine right. The angel which announced the birth of Jesus to the Virgin Mary promised, "The Lord God will give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Luke 1:32-33. Jesus is also the head of the church because of purchase power. "Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock, over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood," Acts 20:28. The blood which redeems the human soul from sin also purchased the church. The connection and the importance is clearly seen. Apart from the church, there is no redemption, and apart from redemption, there is no church. The church and human redemption from sin are bound by the blood of Christ. All are chains in the great length of God's promise to bruise the head of Satan made in the Garden of Eden. Hence, the purchase and the building of the church completed God's eternal plan of human salvation. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.